It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner today, brought to you by Top to Bottom. Top to Bottom has been in business for over 30 years, so they know Rochester roofs. Top to Bottom can handle all of your roofing needs, from full replacements to repairs and emergency service, as well as pesky leaks. John Gear is going to track down where the water's coming in. For your roofing needs, call John at Top to Bottom today, 338-9865. That's 338-9865. We had a listener call today, actually, looking for the number for Top to Bottom, so gave them that on the phone. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner, Sarah?
So there was some news over the weekend that Bed Bath & Beyond is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and announcing that it's shutting down all its remaining stores,
that
basically.
Is very, you know, I'm on the text list for coupons.
Is there a Bed Bath & Beyond around here anywhere?
No.
I don't think so, right? Because there was one in Webster, which has been gone for quite a while, but I used to go there
often. You can ask, why did I not subscribe to that? I think because I was hoping they were going to come back to
Rochester.
Oh, you
Rochester. Were hoping for a comeback.
Yeah, so I wanted to be ready with my 20% off coupon.
You shopped there often?
I enjoyed that. That was one of the, in that Webster Plaza there, that was one of the stores that I went in probably the most.
Yeah.
That and Target, I think, were the two.
Yeah.
Definitely not Barnes & Noble.
I remember, like, our wedding registry was through there.
Sure,
we got a ton of stuff from there.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Right. So anyway, Bed Bath & Beyond is still currently an American big box store specializing in home textiles, housewares, decorative home accessories, and specialty items.
Textiles, a word I have not heard since 10th grade, I don't think.
The chain operates stores in the U.S., Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico.
Oh, all right.
So yesterday, April 23rd, the company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and announced that it'd be winding down its operations after a series of attempts to make a profit failed.
They tried.
They did try.
And they gave it their all.
So two guys named Warren Eisenberg and Leonard Feinstein worked in management positions at a local discount store chain. Oh. And as their company suffered financial difficulties and the two believed that the market would shift toward specialty stores, they decided to leave and form their own company. So in 1971, they opened a store in Springfield, New Jersey called Bed and Bath.
Oh, just Bed.
Just the Beyond section wasn't there yet.
No,
just the Bed and the Bath.
Narrow your
bed
search.
Bed and Bath.
Bed and Bath.
By 1985, they were operating 17 stores in the New York metropolitan area and California. Also in 1985, the first superstore was opened as an attempt to remain competitive with stores like Linens and Things.
Oh, yes.
A store that I totally forgot about until I was looking this Wiki Corner up.
The big battle
Linens
between Bed and Bath. And
Linens and Things.
And Things.
Yes.
Yeah.
This new massive store featured a wide array of brands and products in nearly every color and style, setting it apart from department stores at the time that tended to stock a limited assortment of specialty collections.
Mm.
In order to properly represent the size increase in its retail stores, the company changed its name to Bed Bath and Beyond.
And Beyond.
In 1987.
So much beyond. Yeah.
So Bed Bath & Beyond was one of the first retail outlets to have both management and regular sales staff out roaming the floor to make themselves very visible to customers.
Oh, okay.
In addition, Bed Bath & Beyond was the first retail store to offer something that's pretty commonplace these days, free delivery.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah. So if something was out of stock in the store, customers could opt to have it shipped to their homes for free, which they were the first to do that, which is kind of cool.
Jeff Bezos copied them.
Sure. Mm. This was a pretty novel concept at the time and really drove up the social currency of the brand. Sales reached $134 million by 1991.
Wow.
And also, unlike most retailers, Bed Bath & Beyond let their local managers choose what to sell in their stores, catering to the particular taste of shoppers in their area, which I did not realize, but that's pretty smart.
Yeah, it is pretty smart. Yeah.
In the late 1990s, the store started sending out their ubiquitous, oversized 20% off coupons.
What year did that start?
In the late 90s.
Late 90s, okay.
Which they called Big Blue, which is
Big
an accurate
Blue.
Name for those, because they were huge.
You knew them. As soon as you saw them, you knew what they were.
You did. Eventually, Bed Bath & Beyond was sending out nearly a billion pieces of mail a year.
Ow.
The blue and white coupons became something of a pop culture symbol, and millions of Americans wound up stashing them away in their cars, closets, and basements. And even mobster Whitey Bulger.
Oh, Bulger.
Had one in his kitchen drawer when the FBI raided his house.
Is that right? Well, you know, no matter who you are, mobster.
Bed Bath & Beyond fan.
You're mobster, you got to get your sheets,
coupons,
too.
You need your coupon.
Appreciate good towels.
But in April of 2019, The company announced that it would reduce its use of the promotional coupons and tighten restrictions on their use. Because they had the expiration, but there was more of like a...
Yeah, you could just...
Like, you just ignore that. Yeah. They always accepted it no matter what.
I would stick behind people who would, they would buy, they would have so many of the coupons, they would buy an item, then they would literally walk out the door, come back in around, back into line. They would have another coupon to buy the next item.
Because
you couldn't, it was just one item that you were purchasing.
Right, 20%
off one
thing.
Not on your entire purchase.
Yes, right.
But people, they would just, you know, and what's the cashier going to do, right?
Right. You got to do what you got to do.
What you going to do?
But as brick and mortar began to give away to e-commerce, Bed Bath & Beyond was slow to make the transition, which is not good.
Ooh.
The company was hit hard during the pandemic, closing stores temporarily during 2020 while rivals remained open.
Mm.
Sales sunk 17% in 2020 and 15% in 2021. Bed Bath & Beyond has rotated through several different executives and turnaround strategies in recent years, but nothing
happen.
Has worked. Yeah.
Yeah.
So stores will stop accepting those coupons if you still have one floating around.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
Okay.
This Wednesday. And you can use your gift cards there through May 8th.
Oh, okay.
So there's even any close to here that you could use them at.
But they're deeply discounting everything in the store. So you're going to get some
pretty good deals.
Great deals.
Mm-hmm.
And then take 20% off that.
Right.
Oh, come on. Come on. All right. You picked out a record to go along with Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah.
So
I thought that we would play Beds Are Burning by Midnight Oil.
They're not actually going to burn down the stores, though. No, just liquidate everything.
Yes.
Okay. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 1027. Midnight Oil on the song Beds Are Burning. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about Bed Bath & Beyond,
yes,
which is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and shutting down all of its remaining stores.
Very sad.
Yeah.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, Bed Bath & Beyond was originally called just Bed and Bath.
It was the first retail store to offer free delivery.
And at one point, the company was sending out over 1 billion pieces of mail every year.
And during the song, during the record we played, you looked up on your telephone, you dialed Bed Bath and Beyond, and you said that the Victor store, it says it's all closed.
Yeah, it's closed. I think there's some in Buffalo. There might be like one in Buffalo somewhere that's open still.
So maybe you dig out that blue, big blue.
That coupon.
Take an old-time car ride out to Buffalo and use
trip.
That up.
Road trip to Buffalo.
I used to shop at, one of the reasons I would go to Bed Bath and Beyond was back, back when Keurigs were becoming popular, there were a couple. There was Keurig, and then there was one called Tassimo.
Right.
So we bet on Betamax with the coffee maker and got a Tassimo.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be more highbrow, which is me.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
So we ended up getting Tassimo. And then nobody really carried more than like two flavors.
I've never heard of that brand in my life.
No, I don't think it's still around.
Yeah.
It's gone the way of Bed Bath & Beyond. And so Bed Bath & Beyond actually had a pretty decent section of Tassimo. So I would buy them there. I would go in to get them. And then I would wander around the store and I'd buy other things, you know, like pillowcases.
Oh, yeah. Things you didn't even know you needed. They had a lot of like As Seen on TV products.
But they did have a huge selection of Keurig. I mean, they had like
a whole wall
corner,
of like Keurig.
You could pick out any flavor you wanted there. Yeah, that's very sad to see them go. Folks want to learn more about Bed Bath & Beyond, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all there. It is all there. All right, Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you coming in today. Back again tomorrow at 4:10.
Oh, yes.
A fresh episode.
Definitely.
Maybe another store closing.
I hope not.
All right, thank you, Sarah. We got traffic with Melanie Sands coming up next. The forecast with Josh Nichols and much more as we work our way toward 5 o'clock.